This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created to clearly and teach and proclaim the message of God's future coming kingdom, which is real, to proclaim that message, to teach it so that you can not only know about it, but be ready for the coming kingdom when Jesus himself returns the second time without sin unto salvation and sets up God's kingdom. We want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil. And if you can follow along in the Bible for the verses we're going to use today. If you don't have one handy, I'd like to at least have you write the verses down on a piece of paper so you can go back and re-examine those passages, because it's important that you know what you believe and why you believe it, particularly why you believe what you're being told, so that not only just you believe what you've been told, but that you examine it and study it for yourself. This happened back in the book of Acts in chapter 17. The apostle Paul was on one of his missionary journeys, and he was going to a variety of cities. And one of them he went was to the city of Thessalonica and preached to them. And then he went on to the city of Berea. And he said that those people in the city of Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures. They studied the word. They searched the scriptures to see if the things that he was telling them were indeed true. They were studying the scriptures themselves and becoming students of the word of God. And you need to be able to study and to know what the scripture says, not just take my word or another pastor's word for it. I want you to be able to know what the scriptures are truly saying. And so I want you to verify what I'm telling you as fact and to follow along and study these passages at a later time if you don't have time to study them at this moment. I'd like to have you in your Bible. We've been talking about faith. We talked about faith last week and the importance of having faith, that we need to have the faith of a little child. We read the story from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28, about a woman who, even though she was a Gentile and Jesus' ministry was first going to only the Jews, so she wasn't in that category, she still was persistent. She was still trusting that God would provide something because of her faithfulness. She was persistent in following Jesus to find out if Jesus would touch and heal her daughter. And Jesus healed the daughter even though it was from a distance. And Jesus mentioned to the woman in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 28, he said, "O woman, your faith is great. Be it done for you as you wish." Because of her faith, how great her faith was. Another individual mentioned in the Bible because of his great faith is the patriarch Abraham. We've talked about Abraham often on The Voice of Tomorrow. But I want you to refer back to your notes and write down Hebrews 11 and Genesis 12. And in both these passages, it mentions Abraham as a man who was called by God, a man who is known for his faith. And Abraham went out from a country with his family, and God reached out, called him to leave his family and his homeland and go to a land that God would show him. And he didn't have any directions. He didn't have any AAA. He didn't have any maps. He didn't have MapQuest. He didn't have any of the conveniences that we have today. Abraham simply felt the call of God, heard God call him and say, "Go to a land I'll show you, and I'm going to make your name great and be a blessing." In Hebrews records this. In chapter 11, it's recorded from the book of Genesis, where it's first mentioned in chapter 12. If you write down Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 through 3, the Lord God called Abraham, and his name at that point was Abram. And he said, "Go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and The one who curses you, I will curse. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And so Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. And over in Hebrews, then in the 11th chapter, there's something phenomenal about this call that Abraham had. In Hebrews chapter 11, we find that in verse 8, he obeyed when he was called, obeyed going to a place that he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. But by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for a city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. That city that he was looking for was the New Jerusalem that would eventually come in its future, our day. That's recorded in the book of Revelation and chapter 21 as a city that will come down from God out of heaven. A city adorned as a bride for her husband. A city that comes down from heaven. It comes down to earth and will ultimately be the dwelling place of God. And Abraham looked for that day in faith. He was promised that he would have many descendants. And yet at the time the promise was made, he had no children. He went 25 years waiting for God to fulfill the promise that he had made to him in Genesis chapter 12. He trusted God day by day, and even though he had no children, he believed God would fulfill the promise that he made, that his descendants would be as many as the sands of the sea, that if you could count the grains of sand, you could count his descendants. They would be innumerable. He was counted as a man of faith. And the promised son eventually was born, and that was Isaac. But we are on a day-by-day basis asked to have that kind of faith and to trust God to put faith to work in our everyday lives. I'd like to have you go and write down the passage of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and you have, if you have a Bible, turn to that one and follow along as I look at this one. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 is a verse that's often used in times of trial for individuals. Romans 8 is one of my favorites from the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. In this passage, it says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." All things work together for good to them who love God. Now, there's some prerequisites here. The need to love God is there. The situations and events that happen in our life, God will bring good out of bad situations, even though maybe at the moment we're experiencing them, we don't understand. But God sees the big picture. He can see beyond our limited vision. God sees the end from the beginning, and things will work out according to God's will. But also, it's not only those that who love God, but those also, in verse 28, to those who are called according to His purpose. And His purpose is that we live a daily life. This is of vital importance to me because there's a concern that I have that people, once they accept Jesus Christ, or once they have been confirmed, once they have experienced the understanding of Scripture, that they think they've got it made and there's nothing more they need to do, and they end up never darkening the church door but still think they're saved. My friend, you're mistaken if that's the situation in your life. We need to follow God on a daily basis. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ, by grace we have been saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. We need to believe, repent, and be baptized. And that baptism must be taking place in the life of every human being. And we're going to talk more about that next week. But I want you to realize that we need to continue living a holy life every single day. We need to strive to please God in our daily living. It's not a case that once we've darkened the church door and made a statement of faith for Him that we're done and we never have to go to church again. That person who thinks that they never have to worship again or never darken the church door again, you're sadly mistaken. God wants people who are found faithful. And a person who is faithful is going to be trusting God day by day. Our daily life is important. We live in a tough world, and Satan is the god of this world, and we can't follow the ways of this world. Otherwise, you're following the god of this world, which is Satan. You need to take your stand and stand for God and stand for Him and be firm and grounded in His Word. May God bless you as you continue studying the Word of God. And we'll pick it up here next week as we continue studying about faith. May God bless you as you continue to be a student of His holy Word.